But there are reports out right now, right, that Michael Jackson passed away with up to $400 million in debt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And, you know, he was renting that mansion he was living in. Did you know that?
Yeah.
So a man who is $400 million in debt, does he need to rent a mansion? Especially since he's I know he has kids and everything, but, I mean, you saw his house. Was his house necessary?
Necessary. I love that. He has kids. You know, a lot of people have kids and don't live in a mansion in, you know, near Beverly Hills.
I completely understand that, right? But, of course, this is a man who lived in the Neverland Ranch.
Right.
He basically lived in an amusement park, so...
No, I'll go further. First of all, look, I know you're not... This is the fact that he's dead, then he's supposed to prevent us from speaking ill of him. We've been through this, right?
Right.
But come on, keep it real, man. How do you burn through all that money? He made $750 million from his album sales alone, let alone the Beatles deal that he did, let alone the concerts. He sold 61 million albums. Okay, and then he ran out of all that money, and then another $400 million on top. And why? Because he was apparently burning through, what was it, like $20 or $30 million a year more than he was making. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But so the question I had was, who's lending him the money? I mean, what kind of jackass do you have to be? Like, this guy's $400 million in debt, losing $20, $30 million a year. And I mean, I know, Michael Jackson. Second of all, how long is he going to be around? I mean, look at him, right? And I said this before, and I'm the bad guy. But as we told you earlier, a lot of people thought this, right? And then the people letting him stay in that house, giving him the money to be able to pay that rent, you know, giving him hundreds of millions of dollars in loans, I think they were crazy. I wouldn't have done it. But that's the amazing thing about being rich. Once you're that rich...
You'll always be rich. No matter how much debt you're in, you're still going to be considered powerful.
If you have $400 in debt, there is not a prayer in the world that somebody lets you stay in that mansion in what is Holmby Hills here, which is right next to Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Not a chance, right? But if you're $400 million in debt, well, then you can stay in any mansion you like. Now, how does that make any sense?
Right.
I mean, we live in an upside-down world. We do. It's crazy.